Good afternoon. Welcome to Aramis Communications Internet Radio. This is Jim White.
Emily Osman.
Winnie Thompson.
From the Legion of Mary, Wilmington, Delaware, Curia, United States of America. We're broadcasting from St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hoquessin, Delaware. Today is February the 8th, 2019. Now, after we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, we will pray the Legion of Mary prayers and read and reflect on Mary's Legion of Angels from our handbook. Finally, we will pray a novena to the three American saints for life.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hoquessin, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, in 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly, she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words, "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. Encourage souls to say the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, the Chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told St. Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to St. Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
and atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
The Legion of Mary applies the word tessera to the leaflet containing its prayers and picture. Here too are contained the ideas of a universal circulation in the Legion. B, the setting out of the true watchword of the Legion, its prayers. And C, a token of unity and fraternity between all legionaries, wherever found. From the words of Remy, travelers together in this miserable world, we are all so weak that we mutually require the supporting arm of our brother to prevent our fainting by the way. In the order of salvation and grace, God especially requires that we be united together. Prayer is the bond which thus unites all hearts and voices, making them as one. Our strength lies in united prayer. This alone will render us invincible. Let us then hasten to unite our prayers, our efforts, our desires together, all of which, being powerful of themselves, will by union prove irresistible. This is the Catena Legionis. Who is she that comes forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array? My soul glorifies the Lord.
My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed.
The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name.
His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him.
He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud hearted.
He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly.
He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty.
He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy.
The mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Who is she that comes forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array? O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Who is she that comes forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array? O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to you.
Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator with the Father, who has been pleased to appoint the most blessed Virgin, your mother, to be our mother also, and our mediatrix with you, mercifully grant that whoever comes to you seeking your favors may rejoice to receive all of them through her. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our prayers and our necessities, but ever deliver us from all dangers, O glorious and blessed Virgin.
Mary Immaculate, Mediatrix of all graces,
pray for us.
Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael,
pray for us.
All you heavenly powers, Mary's Legion of Angels,
pray for us.
Saint John the Baptist,
pray for us.
Saints Peter and Paul,
pray for us.
Confer, O Lord, on us, who serve beneath the standard of Mary, that fullness of faith in you and trust in her, to which it is given to conquer the world. Grant us a lively faith, animated by charity, which will enable us to perform all our actions from the motive of pure love of you, and ever to see you and serve you in our neighbor. A faith firm and immovable as a rock, through which we shall rest tranquil and steadfast amid the crosses, toils, and disappointments of life. A courageous faith, which will inspire us to undertake and carry out without hesitation great things for your glory and for the salvation of souls. A faith which will be our legion's pillar of fire, to lead us forth united, to kindle everywhere the fires of divine love, to enlighten those who are in darkness and in the shadow of death, to inflame those who are lukewarm, to bring back life to those who are dead in sin, and which will guide our own feet in the way of peace, so that the battle of life over, our legion may reassemble without the loss of anyone in the kingdom of your love and glory. Amen. May the souls of our departed legionaries and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen.
The Heavenly Powers, Mary's Legion of Angels, from the Legion of Mary Handbook. Regina Angelorum, Queen of the Angels, what enchantment, what a foretaste of heaven it is to think thus of Mary, our mother, ceaselessly accompanied by legions of angels. Pope John the 23rd. Mary is the general of the armies of God. The angels form the most glorious troops of her who is terrible as an army set in battle array. From Budon, the angels. From the first, the angels were invoked in the legion prayers. The form followed was Saint Michael, Archangel, pray for us. Our holy guardian angels, pray for us. In this one must suppose that the legion was guided for the closeness of the angels' relation to the legion was not then so clearly seen. As time went on, the appropriateness of the recourse to the angels became more and more evident. It was realized that the angels are a heavenly counterpart of the legionary campaign. This alliance has different aspects. Every legionary, active and auxiliary, has a guardian angel who fights blow for blow at his side. In a sense, that battle means more to the angel than to the legionary, for the angel perceives vividly the issues at stake, God's glory, and the value of the immortal soul. So the interest of the angel is most intense, and his support unfailing. But all the other angels are likewise concerned in this warfare. For instance, all those for whom the legion works have their guardian angels who lend their help. In addition, the entire angelic army hastens to the scene, for our battle is part of the main struggle which from the first they have maintained against Satan and his minions. An impressive place is assigned to the angels in both the Old and the New Testaments, where there are several hundred references to them. They are represented as paralleling the human warfare and as having an intimate protective office in regard to men. They intervene at important junctures. The phrase constantly recurs, God sent his angel. All the nine choirs of angels have guardianship of some kind over individuals, places, cities, countries, over nature, and some even over their fellow angels. Scriptures show that even heathen kingdoms have their guardian angels. Daniel 4, verse 10 and 20, and 10, verse 13. The choirs are named as being angels, archangels, cherubim, seraphim, powers, principalities, thrones, virtues, and dominations. The position is, accordingly, that the angels aid as a body as well as individually, playing a part analogous to that of an air force in relation to a surface army. It was finally seen that the existing angelic invocation was not expressive of this universal protective role of the angels. It was decided, number one, that it should be recast to a better form, and number two, that the word legion should be linked with the angels. Our Lord himself had applied it to the angels, hallowing the word by thus taking it on his lips. When menaced by his enemies, he said, "Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels?" That's in Matthew 26, verse 53. Number three, that the name of Mary should be introduced into the invocation. She is Queen of the Angels. She is truly the commander of the angelic legion, and it would be a new grace to our legion to salute her under that deeply significant title. Prolonged discussion throughout the legion resulted in the adoption on the 19th of August 1962 of the following form of invocation. All ye heavenly powers, Mary's legion of angels, pray for us. The memorial of the guardian angels occurs on the 2nd of October. There is an association called the Philangeli, which specializes in spreading knowledge of the angels and devotion to them. Our Lady's queenship of the angels must not be taken as a term of honor only. Her royal office is a participation in that of Christ, and he has absolute universal dominion over creation. Theologians have not yet explained all the modes of Our Lady's joint rule with Christ the King, but it is clear that her royalty is a principle of action, and that the effects of this action reach out to the confines of the visible and invisible universe. She rules the good spirits and controls the bad. Through her is made that indissoluble alliance of human and angelic society by which all creation will be led to its true end, the glory of the Trinity. Her queenship is our shield, for our mother and protectress has the power to command angels to help us. For her, it means active partnership with her Son in the loosening and destruction of Satan's empire over men.
On the 29th of September, the Church celebrated the Feast of St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael. Then, on the 2nd of October, we had the Feast of the Guardian Angels. These feasts give us an invitation to think about the angels, who are such a precious expression of God's infinite and personal love for each one of us. From the very beginning, the angels were invoked in the Legion prayers, as the handbook tells us, chapter 24.
They play a significant part in the prayer life and the apostolate of the Legion in general, and in the life of every authentic legionary in particular. There would be a great benefit for us to read slowly and prayerfully with a view to living it in our daily lives, the section in the handbook dealing with the angels. The angels live inseparably and immediately in the presence of God and in joyful adoration of the Trinity. Thus, they remind us of the absolute primacy of adoration in our lives and the call to intimacy with the indwelling Trinity within us. In their vision of God to see clearly the whole plan of redemption, and especially the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for mankind that is at the heart of it all. They rejoice at the privilege of sharing in the redemptive mission of the second person of the Trinity. As the Universal Catechism says, from the Incarnation to the Ascension, the life of the Word incarnate is surrounded by adoration and service of angels. Or again, with the whole of their being, the angels are servants and messengers of God, because they always behold the face of my Father in heaven. They are the mighty ones who do his word, hearkening to the voice of his word. It is important to remind ourselves that all the angels accompany us not only in our prayer life, but also in our apostolate. They are more concerned and committed to the salvation of souls than even the greatest saints, and so they are always present to us and more than willing to help us in our apostolic work. We are truly open to this powerful and God-given. Are we truly open to this powerful and God-given resource? In addition to all the angels taken together, God has given each one of us a special angel to guard us and assist us in our vocation and mission. This is a stupendous fact that we should never tire of meditating on. Certainly, Frank Duff had an extraordinary friendship with and devotion to his guardian angel. He wanted this devotion to the guardian angels be a real part of our Legion spirituality. There is a lovely section in the handbook that expresses our founder's insight into the role of the guardian angels. Every legionary, active and auxiliary, has a guardian angel who fights blow for blow at his side, in a sense that battle means more to the angel than to the legionary, for the angel perceives vividly the issues at stake, God's glory, and the value of an immortal soul. So the interest of the angel is most intense and his support unfailing. But all the other angels are also concerned in this warfare. For instance, for all those for whom the Legion works, have their guardian angels who lend their help. Would it not be a good thing if legionaries prayed to the guardian angels of those we visit and meet in contact work, and especially the angels of those whom we find very difficult or unresponsive? The angels have a special relationship to Mary. The Church gives the lovely title to Mary, Queen of the Angels. Of course, as the Catechism points out, Christ is the center of the angelic world. They are his angels. They belong to him because they were created through him and for him. They belong to him still more because he has made them messengers of his saving plan. But the angels see the place that God has given to Mary in his plan of redemption. They rejoice in her being chosen as Mother of God and the mother of all mankind. Their love and reverence for Mary is more than we can ever imagine. They see how profound her motherhood of each one of us is, and their great desire is to share in and support this maternal role of Mary. They are totally at her service in the salvation of souls. This role of the angels parallels our role as legionaries. We soldiers together in the great battle for souls. Sometimes I think that when things are apparently going badly or we're in the great difficulties, we neglect to turn to all the personal help available to us. When we seem to be making very little progress in recruiting or are afraid to undertake heroic apostolic work, or when we are discouraged by the lack of support from those we would expect to encourage us, then we may slip into an attitude of forgetting that the Lord and his mother are with us, the Holy Spirit is available to us, and that the angels are our ever-present companions in arms. Let us take part in our vocation as legionaries and renew our friendship with and devotion to our guardian angels and Mary's Legion of Angels.
Saint Michael the Archangel prayer.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray.
And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who roam throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls.
Amen. A novena to the three American saints for life. Saints Elizabeth Seton, Francis Cabrini, and John Neumann are powerful witnesses to the gospel of life, each in their own time. This novena suggests 3 days of prayer to each of the saints for the promotion of life in our country and our church today. Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton. Saint Elizabeth Ann Bailey Seton, a prominent New York aristocrat, had 5 children with her husband William, a shipping merchant. Before she turned 30, the Setons went bankrupt and William died. Within 5 years of his death, Elizabeth had converted to Catholicism, formed New York City's first charity, namely the Society for the Relief of Poor Widows with Small Children, established the first Catholic school, and founded the first religious community of women in the United States of America. Day 3.
Saint Elizabeth Seton, you knew the beauty of all human life when you carried a child in your womb, and when, as a young widow, a teacher, and founder of the Sisters of Charity, you sought to live the gospel of life. Inspire us, intercede for us,
and be with us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. You know the loneliness of the orphan. Consecrate us to the protection of the children. You know the vocation of the teacher. Inspire us to teach the gospel of life. You know the vows of religious life. Pray that we might be faithful to the gospel of life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen. We will continue to pray this novena for the next few weeks. Thank you for listening. We welcome your comments. Send them via email to legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. That's legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. We would like to acknowledge the following who made this broadcast possible. Father Dillingham, pastor of St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hocasin, Delaware, United States of America. Tony McGinley of Oremus Communications. A.J. Laporto, who provided the music. All the members of the Legion of Mary, Wilmington Curia. Thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m.